All right, welcome to another episode of the Second Opinion Loan Officer Podcast. And today is actually a really special conversation for me because this really speaks to my heart and it really speaks to the way that I do business and the mortgage business and how I always have, which is I love to just help people. I always tell people I'm not a salesperson, but really we are in sales, but I guess I'm not a pushy salesperson, and hopefully this will resonate with people. But I've often, the word servant leadership comes up all the time. And I've got a really good friend, Andrea Mai, who I've invited on today to have a conversation and just talk about what servant leadership is, how you can use it, why it's important in this market. And then she's got some really cool solutions that I want to share with you, some cool kind of products that I think can give you an edge in today's market, really make you stand out from the competition and generate some interest and some conversations with folks in a calm way that's not pulling fire alarms, that's not making anybody panic. Andrea, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Oh, it's really awesome to finally be here with you, Scott.
Yeah. So we were talking the other day and you know what? And our conversation started going because we were talking about your books and what we're talking about is a little bit of a long game strategy. It's chess. It's not checkers. And that's the way you need to be thinking in this market. And one of the things we started talking about that I just thought was really smart is they always say that sales is a numbers game, but what happens if the math stops working? What happens if the numbers don't add up to the way that they used to? And that's the market that we're in right now. Anybody who's in this market is in the market because they have to be. Nobody's been sitting on the sidelines saying, yes, home prices finally got to where I wanted them to be, or interest rates finally hit where I wanted them to hit. I'm jumping in. So everybody in the market today has some sort of emotional driver that's making them, they have to move. Their landlord is selling their house. Their job is relocating. They can't afford to live in this place anymore. So there's this emotional driver, and buying and selling real estate is already a highly emotionally charged thing anyhow. And you're about the calmest person that I know. And so like we have these conversations all the time. So let's talk a little bit about servant leadership and share what your experience is and your exposure to the mortgage industry. And actually your story and it is awesome and what led you down this path to even create these products that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Scott and I know each other because a friend of mine who is a loan officer introduced us. And I thought, who's this guy? He's more chill than I am. I'm like, I have to know this human being. He made me happy. And so that's been about, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years. I've lost track.
That seems like longer than that.
Yeah. But my background is not in the mortgage space at all. I was an insurance underwriter for a long time, but I stepped away from that. But I'm a writer and I've been teaching meditation and working with people privately on a lot of transformation and helping them bring in just experience, more confidence and happiness and doing a lot of healing work. But I'm also a very practical person. And I've bought 3 houses, sold 2 of them with this past year. We were contemplating relocating. When I left my job, I started in 2019, I started really meeting all of these people at networking events that were in the real estate space. They were loan officers, they were real estate agents, and they were, out of everybody, the most stressed out people in the room every time.
That was probably a pretty good market back then.
That was a good market.
For a reason.
Now, I'm not saying that every agent in 2020, 2019, 2021 was stressed out. I'm just saying that of the people I met, especially people who were either new to the kind of, maybe they'd only been in it 1, 2, 3 years, yeah. Or maybe they had relocated and had to start over in a brand new market, or they'd been at it a long time and maybe their priorities shifted. So they were super frazzled. And I like a puzzle. I was like, okay, how can I take what I do and bring a bit of ease to their situation? And so I created the books that we're going to talk about, the Calm Home Buyer's Guide and the Calm Home Seller's Guides. And because I thought these are really interesting ways to help them connect with people in a really meaningful way. To me, it seemed like really obvious. Take this beautiful book and go meet somebody with it. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But it was really like, what's an easy way to both meet someone, support them, right? You talk about servant leadership. Yeah. It's funny. That's not a word that I've really talked a lot about. It actually came up this week in my space, but in one of the beautiful groups that I'm part of. But really, like, I've always, when I was an insurance writer, it was, how do I show up? A lot of people in my office were running around. They were over promising things. They couldn't deliver. They were frazzled. They had a lot of people angry at them, like on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And you could see the toll it took on people. And I was the Zen one in the office. I would have clients say to me, Andrea, like, how come you're just so calm? But I'm like, I can tell you how I got there, but
a little Zen garden on your desk with a little rake and the bonsai
in my imaginary desk. I'm a writer. It's covered with notebooks and pens, but no, it was really just, I learned how to breathe, how to really walk in a way through the world that made me feel good about myself. Like, I knew I could consistently show up this way when I didn't get in trouble with myself.
Yeah. Only thing you can control is your perspective on the world and your role on your journey through life, right? Yeah. Everything else we can't control.
Yeah.
And it just seems like so many people get frazzled by the things that they have no control over. Like in our industry, it's interest rates or it's inventory or it's all these different things. And those are not things that you have control over.
Yeah. Is your dog there?
Yeah. She's having a little bit of a coughing fit right now. She'll be, there we go. She's good.
It's funny, when I first started in the insurance world, I was actually we wrote errors and omissions for a professional liability for mortgage brokers. So I guess I did have an entree, and I went through the whole 2008 collapse and we lost our program because of what happened with the market. So that was a really slow death until it closed its doors. I've seen the pain that a lot of people went through way back then. And nothing's certain. It's really that simple. And so how do you meet the uncertainty? You do the best you can with what's available to you, and you check in with yourself and figure out if this step is right for you. I think a lot of the people I've known, they were frustrated with how to show up, because a lot of the people who were giving the advice, the sort of the experts, the marketing experts, were asking them to do things that were just out of alignment with themselves. Yeah. And that makes for a very long and weary road. There's a lot of layers to it, but so finding something, and I wanted to create something that I personally would love to have if I was in that space.
Yeah, I want to build on servant leadership a little bit and kind of dive into that and what that looks like and what that means. I've been in the mortgage industry, so I originated for about 20 years. I haven't originated for a few years now. When I had new people and I was talking to new loan officers, I would always say, listen, if you're in this business just for the money, it's going to be a really hard business. Yes, you can make a lot of money, but there has to be something more. Like, you have to love helping people. You like, you have to, it just has to complete, it has to complete you for the day when you get that first time buyer that didn't think they could own a home, and you get them in, and that will carry you for months of people. Hey, my friend just called me and they said they're getting a lower interest rate. Can you beat it? And you feel the blood pressure spike. That's what our lives are like in the mortgage industry. Or back before the crash, it was, hey, I saw a billboard that said I can get a 1% interest rate mortgage. And those were the negative amortization loans. And I'd have to explain, no, it's 1% of the balance is what you're paying. That's not your interest rate. Your balance actually goes up every month. So every month you make a payment, you owe more. And so, like, those kinds of things can really just make you feel out of control. So I always had to just remember that I'm helping people. And that actually guided me in my business. Like, how I got started in the mortgage industry is I went through all of the turndowns of all the turndown leads from all the other loan officers in my company. I didn't get on the telemarketing calls or anything like that. We had boxes, banker's boxes filled with people that other loan officers turned down. And I went through and I reworked them, and I more than tripled the sales production of any other loan officer my first year doing loans, only working off the stuff that they turned down. And then when I started my business and when I started Find My Way Home, I focused on bond programs and first-time buyer programs and the things that you couldn't make a lot of money off of. And there was extra paperwork, so nobody wanted to do it. And so it's just where my personality led me in being able to help people, got me through those crazy competitive times. But what it also does, and for anybody that's listening to this that resonates with me, these markets right now are what get me excited, because people are more confused. They're more frustrated than ever before. And so many people in our industry are just losing their minds or curling up in the fetal position in the corner of their office, just like, when is this going to end? But this is an opportunity to really help people understand what this market means and where the opportunities still exist and what the light at the end of the tunnel looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. As you were talking just now, the words shuck and jive came into my mind, right? Like, when you talk about the speed dialing, the telemarketing, it's for the right person, that may be the right fit. But for somebody who, like, can you actually show up as a human being helping another human being and give them good answers? Not because if you're not the one who can help them, can you point them to somebody?
Well, can they even be helped right now? That's the biggest thing that we're dealing with right now. So by the time this publishes, last week, I'm going to publish an interview with my friend Jason Frazier. And we just basically, we had a 40-minute conversation about what lead generation looks like in 2023. And what we keep hearing from loan officers is, yeah, I'm having conversations, but they can't buy right now. And they're getting frustrated. Loan officers are getting frustrated. And I'm saying, this is the time that you start building relationships with those people, because just because they're not ready now, but you have to have that mentality that I'm here to serve. It doesn't mean that you can always help, but you're always here to serve. And it just keeps you from losing your mind in these kinds of markets. And it definitely works in great markets, because you get to help all kinds of people because you actually can help all kinds of people. But so is it a mindset, Andrea, or what is it? And how do you tell somebody that doesn't feel like they're super stressed out? Let's pull out your inner calm. And what kind of advice do you give to people to help them find that place where they're not panicking about the world around them?
When it comes to the work we do, at the end of it, we hope there's a good paycheck attached to it. A lot of people have a lot of scarcity issues. They're staying in a situation because it's what they know or what they've always known. And there's that aspect of it. There's so many things that lead to our stress. It's like, how are we communicating? Sometimes we dig a hole for ourselves with our words. We overpromise, or we try to push something through because of what we need to happen or what we believe we need to happen, because maybe you have a manager who's telling you this has to happen, or you have, let's face it, a lot of it boils down to financial stuff, but it also comes down to, are you putting them first? Are you putting the client, the potential client, are you putting them first? It was clearing something off the other day and I found this and it just hit me. Have a purpose that transcends yourself. It's just some random notes sitting in my office, right? A purpose, where is it, that transcends yourself.
Wow.
So you can apply that anywhere, right? I have no idea what this paper is, what that note was from, but there it was.
Is that your writing?
It is. I don't know what, but it's brilliant, because why are you in the space you're in? I remember asking you this a few weeks ago, Scott, because I was curious. I'm like, why does somebody stay in a space that's really complicated, especially like if you have a lot of skills or skills that you could translate to something else? And when you shared with me, it just lit me up, because it really was your heart for people and being able to help them. And that's a purpose that transcends yourself.
Yeah.
And we don't have to get real hung up and too serious about what that means. You lead with your happiness, with your joy, do you like having conversations with people? Do you feel like you can help them understand better? What I found so many times is people, they weren't expecting you to, like my customers weren't expecting me to give them this one answer. They just wanted to know the process. They wanted to know when to expect an answer, not if it's going to take till Thursday. Don't tell them you're going to have it in 2 hours, and then go create a lot of extra stress for yourself pushing. Just educate people. Education, calm communication, that will relieve, easily half the stress.
Let's jump into what you've created here, because you've created something here that I absolutely love. And they're books, right? They're books that loan officers can use to give to home buyers, to give to homeowners, and even co-brand with real estate agents and partner up with real estate agents. Why don't you tell me a little bit about why you created these books and what your goal is with these guides?
Okay. When I first created them, it really was, what's like really taking people's time? If you were a real estate agent or a loan officer, there's sort of the ABCs that apply to pretty much every real estate transaction. And so can a beautiful tool be created, answering the basics, going through the steps, also being interactive? I think that's really important. I personally write a lot of sort of guides and workbooks that are interactive, and getting people to take action on their dream, on their vision. And then originally the thought process was, man, if people could hand out this book, and the book is built into sort of their marketing program, basically, could they hand this out? It's got your information on it forever. People don't throw away books. They throw away catalogs. They throw away magazines. They throw away mailers. They don't throw away books. They might give it to somebody, but they're probably not going to put it in the trash. And so that was my like initial, like, oh, this is something that people, if they're not ready right now, it's going to help them get ready. And when they're ready, it's your information in the book. That was the initial thought process for the print books.
Yeah, we have. I have a close friend, Ginger Bell. I do another podcast with her. She's just a brilliant, just wonderful person. And she wrote a children's book about my first home. And it's a children's book about moving. And it's a very similar type of concept as what we're talking about. But you're right. Like when you have something like this, now this completely changes the conversation. Now imagine you're on the phone with somebody and they're just, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what this, well, you know what? I've got this book. Let me send this to you and let's circle back and find out what you think about it. And I just think having something to help somebody bridge the emotional stress of thinking about moving. I think when it comes to fears, it's like death, taxes, and moving, right? It's like, I don't want to move. I don't want to, those are the things that people are most afraid of. And so this changes the conversation. And I've been through the books. I think I have both of them. And it's all of the stuff we tell all of our first-time buyers or first-time sellers. It's high-level kind of preparation, but the way that they're formatted is really nice. It's very soothing, and it quite frankly, it makes something that when unprepared feels very complex and complicated, and it really brings it all down and simplifies it and makes it a lot easier to understand and consume. Because what most people are afraid of is the unknown, right? They don't know what the next step is. So when you kind of lay out all the steps, now the question you're answering isn't, I don't know where to start. The question you're answering is, hey, in chapter 2, you talked about this. What should I be doing to prepare for that? And it's like that you empower the consumer, and then you're just there again as their guide. You're not the hero in this story. You're the guide. You're Yoda. You're not Luke Skywalker. They're Luke Skywalker on their epic journey, right? You're just Yoda. We're going to talk about some cool strategies about how to start conversations and how to get these books in front of people. But what I also love is, as part of your package that you offer to people, is you talk about you have social media posts. And what I love about these is it's not so much as, hey, here's social media posts, but look at the messaging on these. I love the messaging on these. Do you think this is going to stand out from every other advertisement out there? And you're putting ads out here and you're saying, hey, contact me and I have this free guide that I can send you or whatever.
I love the fact that you put the trust your intuition one. I actually wrote a companion piece to this a while back, but because I know how many times I've been, let's face it, you might set your budget at, okay, we'll just use today's numbers. I don't know, 300,000. But they're going to qualify you for 500,000. But your numbers are not really, that doesn't make you feel good. As somebody who was house poor once, that was the worst decision I ever made at that point. I learned a lot from it, but I didn't trust my intuition. I trusted because somebody else.
The numbers worked at 500, but your heart didn't work at 500. Yep. You wanted this manageable payment.
Yeah. And so it's all of that. And there are, if you can trust yourself enough to trust your client, to teach your clients to trust themselves, man, they're gonna be lit up and they're gonna remember that.
And think of the message that this sends. There's all of these ads that say, I have all these awards and I'm the best loan officer in the world and you should contact me, and that's about you. But like this message, if somebody responds to this message, they're empowered and you just empowered them.
Yeah.
Right. Like you gave them something that other salespeople aren't telling them. Don't let anybody rush you through the process when buying a home. I'm like, for me, when I'm buying a home, I'm like, that's my jam right there. That's the kind of person that I want by my side. And even this other one, buying a house means taking it step by step. learn the basics, meet the process with curiosity and a plan, keep it simple. Like that messaging just sets a tone. Like I can feel myself becoming relaxed just seeing that. Yeah. And now imagine that being your social media presence and your social media, or your ad campaign, if you're doing Facebook ads or targeted ads. Here's a couple other ones that you sent me that I really love. Where do you like living? That's cool.
Yeah, like, that's a really simple cool question. Like one of the best things you can do in social, ask a question. People love.
And just start a comment thread, right? Yeah. Just people saying, I want to live here. I want to live there. That's conversation starters. It doesn't always have to be a sales pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, those kinds of simple questions, like what I've seen over and over is those questions, then people do actually respond. And that gets it, if you want to get technical, it gets it in front of more people because the algorithms like, they like that. They like engagement on your posts.
Yeah. Now this other one, I like you underline you and your, again, you're empowering the reader. You're empowering the person. It's not about me. It's about you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Let me see. You got a couple other ones here. Home buying tip. Take your time, relax, and enjoy the process. Nobody's leading with that. Like this stuff is going to make you, this is going to make you stand out from the competition. These aren't overt sales pitches. These are the things that you would tell your sibling or your best friend if they're in the process. You would give them, this is advice. It's not a pitch. And the moving tip, stuff happens. Yeah, add a cushion. That one's really important. Like it's like construction. Always assume you're going to be over budget and over budget. And it's going to cost twice as much and it's going to take twice as long. And you just always got to be there. Let me see what I got here. Oh, so then you have this graphic. And if somebody wants to invest in your program, they get, I think you even have more than what I'm showing. This is the mood of where we're going with this and the vibe that you're putting out there. So now imagine running ads. And this is what I did with a friend of mine. I'm actually going to show you this, but buying a house doesn't have to be hard. Get your free copy today, the Calm Home Buyer's Guide. Now I'm doing something very similar to this right now with a friend of mine who has a great lifestyle YouTube channel and on YouTube. And she actually moved her family after the crash to Hawaii. So her story, and she lives her story. She tells her story through a lifestyle blog and through a lifestyle YouTube channels about how to move a family from the Big Island from the mainland to Hawaii. So she wrote this book about an insider's guide to moving to Hawaii. And what we're doing is we did a little bit of demographic research, geographic research. Yeah. We identified that the majority of people that move to Hawaii are in Los Angeles County. So we're running Facebook ads now, just giving away a free book about how to move to the Big Island. There's nothing, we're not talking about selling homes or anything like that. And we're getting people that are ordering the books. Yeah. Now, it's leading with value. And that's what I'm saying that we're doing here is now imagine targeting areas that are affordable areas where there's a lot of, maybe there's a lot of new construction. There's a lot of homes available. It's a desirable place for millennials. There's a lot of parks and entertainment, maybe smart homes and green construction and sustainable communities and things like that. Anybody who wants a free copy of this book, guess what they are? They're a home buyer.
Yep.
And they want it to be easier, right? It doesn't have to be hard. So the Calm Home Buyer's Guide. So they're already identifying what their mindset is and what makes them happy. So So your talk a little bit about what are you offering exactly? Okay. What way can people, if people are like, man, Scott and Andrea, you're singing my song. How do I get on board with this? What are you offering?
There's going to be three different things. So there are the print books. Those will be available in bundles, not like one at a time. It'll be a 25 copy minimum.
Right.
And those I'm keeping at what I think are pretty affordable for people to work in. Then we can talk beyond that. If somebody gets them and as we want to do a big order, we'll go from there. But the other things that I am very excited about are the digital copies, which wasn't part of the original plan with these, but it's similar, right? You still can use these social media posts and ads to then build your email list with them. What you get with that is digital copies of the books, and you also get 12 emails. You get a whole bunch of graphics. You get the text or the copy for the ads or the social media captions. So it's a really delicious bundle, quite honestly, that's going to take it. It's something that you can just repeat with over and over. And
we worked on those together, right?
Yeah, we worked on those. Thanks, yeah. Scott, yeah. For like Scott really helped me out with, especially with the ad caption stuff was super. I don't know where to start with that. And so we can talk about that.
We wanted people to be able to go to market with this stuff right away.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, cool, I've got this stuff. Now what do I do with it?
Yeah.
So we created email sequences that you can send out to your database, send out to your past clients. Hey, are you interested in, I just want to let you know, I have this great guide. Guess what? One of your past clients says, hey, I'd like a copy of the home seller's guide. Guess what? That's a home seller. Now you have an opportunity to introduce them to an agent, and then you will allow, or you have the ability to co-brand these with real estate agents as well.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. So there's a couple ways that can happen. Yeah. You can co-brand. I'm actually going to create basically documentation that's going to run you through the ways to do that. But yeah.
And we're not going to explain all that. We're not going to talk about costs here. We're talking about concept here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you the link so that you can contact Andrea. You can see what she has to offer.
Yeah.
But here's some ideas for use cases. Imagine going to an open house for a real estate agent has an open house, and you go there and you have a bunch of these books, or you have a QR code for your digital copy of the book, and you have a flyer there and it says, get this free homebuyer guide. If it's in your budget to have the books, that person's not going to throw that away. And that book is branded with all your information. It's all your contact information. They're going to remember who gave it to you. You can co-brand these things with your favorite agent. So get them to pay for half of the books. And then you co-brand these things so you can share the cost and create more value. You can do those Facebook ads to give away either the print books or the digital books. If you're on a tight budget, start with the digital books. But I believe that if you're giving away a physical book, it may be a higher cost of acquisition, but I believe it's going to be a higher conversion rate at the end of the day. And then you do that for buyers, and you'd run one for sellers. And then your database, send an email to your past database and say, hey, there's a lot of folks that were in the market when interest rates were really low and there was too much competition and they kept getting outbid and home prices went up too high and they couldn't buy.
Yeah.
And now they're thinking about getting back into the market again. Things have slowed down a little bit. So emailing your past clients and your prospects is another great use case. And
yeah. And the thing is, like, the emails that go with this, like, they're set up to be really nurturing, reminding them, hey, go back. This is an interactive workbook, right? Even if they are printing out their copy of it, it is meant, put that thing in a binder and use it. It's full of worksheets. It's full of things that actually, it's not just a book. It's not just something to read. It's
not an instruction manual. It's a guide.
Budgets, dream. What do you really want? What do you value? A lot of these things people have as worksheets, but it's like it's all in one beautiful spot. And then you have the nurture sequence that really does nurture and respect them, and also reminds them to reach out to you with questions. And
that's right. We actually, because we did that as email sequence a little bit ago, but it follows the entire book. Each email is a summary of a chapter in the book. Yep. And just reminds them, it just keeps reminding them how much value you gave them or you delivered to them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the thing we didn't even talk about yet is the webinar, the first time home buyers webinar, the slide deck.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... And like this, because it's a stunner, quite honestly. It looks great. I put a lot of effort into making it look like be inviting, be calm, be engaging, and something that you can, there's a script, but I can riff off of the slides. I shared it with somebody who was in real estate for a long time. She's like, I don't even need notes. I can take it.
I didn't even remember to include that. That's probably one of the most amazing parts of this, because now you can do a free Zoom call and you can post it up there and say, hey, anybody, we're doing this free Calm Home Buyers Workshop. And they can just go through the slides, or you can do these presentations for real estate agents, have them invite their clients and partner up with them. Okay, so they can get that information at this website. We're going to put all the links. We're going to put the links, and maybe with your permission, we'll put an email address in there, or they can contact you through this page. But we'll put that in the description. So you have the ability to get physical copies of the books that are just, they're beautiful books. Yeah. They really make an impression.
Do you want to show them?
Yeah, you have one there?
Yeah. So this is the Calm Homes. Oops, where are we going here? The Calm Home Sellers. You can see it's thin, but right there are, let's see, preparation, negotiation. Oh, this is me making a lot of notes on it. Anyways, it's thin. It's handy. You can put your contact information.
It's made to make notes on it.
Yeah, it's built for them to write in and be engaged. Same with the...
Yeah, no. So,
sellers.
Oops,
yeah.
Oops.
That's, oh, you're good. And they're about 44, 45 pages, something like that. Just nice.
Yeah.
Inexpensive if you were to mail it. Wouldn't cost too much to mail it. So, anyways.
No, that's amazing. So, we've got the books, we've got digital books, we've got email marketing campaigns, we've got slide decks for webinars and Zoom calls, and we've got social media ads, and we've got social media posts in there, I think, as well, just for your Facebook and your LinkedIn to let real estate agents know that you have these really cool tools available that can help them with their sellers and with their buyers. Yeah, and then I'll put this up here real quick for people. If you like these conversations that we're having, if you like the kind of cool people that I'm introducing you to that aren't like the normal people on the talking circuits in the industry, you can use this QR code. You can connect with me. You can set up a consultation with me. I think I have a calendar link on here. Subscribe to this channel and share the content and subscribe and all that kind of stuff. And Andrea, this is really fantastic. I know you spent so much time on this, and it really is beautiful. It's not only a beautiful product, but it comes from a beautiful place. It really comes from your heart, and it shows your servant leadership. And I think if this resonates with you, if you're watching this and this resonates with you, this is a toolkit that you can use that's really going to put your message out there, and it's going to send a different message and a different signal to, quite frankly, a market that is very stressed out, very confused. They're making decisions and choices based on clickbait headlines in the news. And
we all tired of that.
And we're all so tired of that. So shift gears, lead with your heart, serve the consumer, and put something in their hands, put something in front of them that sets you apart from everybody else and really sets the pace for, because listen, you know what you get when you have a calm home buyer? You have a calm home buying process. And yeah, that's what we all need right now. We just need the process to go as smoothly as possible. Yeah. So
the more calm we bring, and I know this, like the more calm that we give and bring, like we're raising the vibration of everything for all of us. It just, it has a ripple effect. And this wasn't just a gimmick. This is something that the message is the message of my heart. And I want it to see it reach the right people. And that's my hope, is that if you really want to create a ripple effect of changing things for the better, that we connect. However,
those who have ears, let them hear. Andrea, thank you so much for spending this time. I'm surprised we got this done in 45 minutes. Our calls usually go at least an hour and a half. So I'm glad we were able to get this out. So I hope this was helpful to everybody. Andrea, thank you so much for being here. And
thank you, Scott.
Of your contact information will be below. If this resonates with you, reach out to her and then let us know how it went. We'd love to hear some feedback on that. So thank you, Sarah, very much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.